Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahara, and today we have the Some Ordinary... Fuck, okay, that did not roll off the tongue, all right. Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahara, and today we have the Some Ordinary Podcast, Episode 1, with my beautiful co-hosts, Nux Taku and Oompa Ville. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yo, what up? Hell yeah, I'm excited.
Same.
Wow, that really rolled off the tongue. Wow. I brought in the excitement. You know what? You
I don't know, man. We only had one take for our intros, okay?
I bring you enthusiasm. That's what I'm here for.
I only had one take, too. But you know who else can bring the splendor and the joy? Is our good friend Charlie, a.k.a. Moist Critical, a.k.a. the man with a billion dildos at his house. Feel free to introduce yourself, my man.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, I'm that guy with an absurd amount of dildos and shit. It's beautiful, and I'm very happy to be here. Mudahar is a true professional. He did that all in a single take. Stone cold ice in his veins. This guy's a real professional.
Thank you.
I
Thanks,
saw it.
Man.
Yeah, this you know, has more dildos than Caleb has guns. It's pretty sick.
Man, not true. Weren't we supposed to be clean? Whatever. It's not
yeah, right. Oops.
Avoid.
Yeah, right, let's
we'll
let's
circle back. You introduced him as the dildo guy. What are you?
You did do that.
Okay, but to be fair though, he did spend a whole month uploading that kind of stuff. That's the one thing about Charlie that I've never understood. It's like, how is it that this man is so brazenly skirting the policy violations? Like, I could never even conceive of uploading anything like that, and here you are challenging and breaking your house beams with that.
Well, I wouldn't say it's I follow the rules. I'm playing by YouTube's terms. You know, we don't like use them. We do
true.
Trick shots. We hold right. them, play with them, but we never like actually use them for their intended purpose.
I'm pretty sure Susan only allows the sex toy content because she's afraid of like a self defense fleshlight to the jaw.
Oh, true. Yeah, I have mastered that yeah. art.
Yeah. No. I mean, the one that I, like, love to see the most was when you guys took it to, like, this place by your warehouse, I think, because you guys have a warehouse now, and you were, like, using like, firearms with it. Like, you were testing the bulletproof strength.
I love that so much.
That was a lot of fun.
Feel free to use this idea, by the way, but I've had this idea on the back burner for a long time. A trebuchet. See how far you can launch the Moby Huge with a trebuchet.
It's interesting you bring that up. So we wanted to bring out like the science YouTubers, Mark Rober,
dude.
Backyard Scientist,
oh.
William Osmond,
oh
and see who could
God.
Throw it the furthest with technology. So like trebuchets, maybe like a rail gun.
Oh.
We haven't done it yet.
Yo, holy you get shit. Away with it because you're educational content.
That is education, absolutely.
Well, I want to learn about the physics implications of the Moby Huge versus a rail gun. So, yeah.
Like the density of the lower half, it would just... If you could launch one, if you could like have a rail and launch one like a rocket, and then you could have one spin, I'd be interested to see how the physics of each how it carries. You know?
Do you think you could? Do you think any of them could make it go like suborbital? Like, you think?
Oh, dude, yeah.
You think you could be the you'd be the first Moby Huge to hit space? Like the ISS is detecting it.
That would be pretty amazing. I think there's a shot. I think if Mark Rober really wants to get like the elephant toothpaste crew together, they
yes.
could probably. Refine that formula and get the Moby Huge out there.
You know
just
what
make
you
sure
could do? You could launch it into space and you could attach like a camera to it and also disprove the flat earth stuff that I keep seeing on Facebook.
Oh!
I was just about to say make it go like a little bit higher than that guy, the flat earth guy who launched himself to who tried to launch himself into orbit and fucking just crashed down. He didn't eject or anything, he killed him, he died.
Wait, what? He died?
Yeah, he died from
the
stunt. He set up a homemade rocket ship, and it shot like straight up and out. But there was no safety parameters or a parachute, so it just crashed, and he died in it.
Not funny.
Oh,
I don't know.
All right, so far we started
talking
about sex toys, suicides, and.
No, but it's not. That wasn't an intentional one, though. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
The guy flew into space for crying out loud.
Well, he didn't quite get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thought that counts, right? Like, it's the intention, I guess.
Well, to
I gotta
be fair,
give
he probably
credit.
Hit the dome covering the flat Earth, and that's what shot him down.
Well, that's probably what it was. He ricocheted
off the
force
dome.
Field.
Yeah. What do they call that thing?
It's the ice wall, bro. It's the ice wall.
The thing from Genesis. What do they call it? They have, like, a weird name for it.
Wait, are you talking about Terminator Genesis? Don't you fucking dare
talk
the
about Bible.
That movie. Okay.
Oh, the Bible.
The firmament.
The firmament,
that's it, yeah. The firmament. Terminator Genisys.
No, no, look, I just watched that movie. Listen, there are two pieces of media I watched last night that were trash, okay? Well, in the last couple nights. Terminator Genisys, I watched like 2-3 days ago. And it was such a bad movie. Like, you know, I'm a Terminator guy. Like, I like Terminator 1 and 2. I mean, I'm a normal human being. You know, Terminator 3, I'll even watch Terminator 3. Fuck it. I don't care. But, like, when I got to Genisys, I think halfway in the movie, I'm like, maybe I'm just too stupid to understand all these plot changes and twists. So I stopped watching it. Like, it's like the reason why, like, that new Terminator that came out, Dark Fate, and I don't care if the audience is like, oh, you spoiled it. They literally retcon Terminator 2 in the beginning. Like, at that point, I'm like, maybe I'll just Alt F4 and go watch something else, right? So, Terminator Genisys was trash, but have you guys watched that new Santa Inc. comedy at all?
No, I saw the trailer and I was like, damn, this is just not good.
So, here's the thing. I wanted to make a video on it, but I kind of chilled back because, like, it usually when you talk about something like that, it gets really political on the internet, yeah. And I try to shy away really hard. But I saw the trailer like everyone, and I thought, man, they really Seth Rogen's post in cringe. So have you guys seen, like, the dislikes on it?
Yeah, you unhide the dislikes, it's like 150,000 dislikes to 2,000
likes. Wait,
how
do you unhide the dislikes?
There's an extension. Extensions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but, like, I don't know how long it's going to be active, nor do I think it's, like, per YouTube's TOS to even use it. I don't, like, it is what it is, but, like, you can, like, they got destroyed on it. It was, like, it wasn't even a ratio. It was, like, a good like percentage just the other way around. So, yeah, I go on to HBO Max, and initially I thought it was a movie, but then when I saw it was, like, a TV series, I was like, oh, fuck, they're really trying to run the gauntlet on me. So I watch it, and I'm like, this is just unfunny. Like, it's so unfunny that I'm like, was Seth Rogen ever actually funny? Because then I was watching all the other movies that I watched with Seth, and I'm like, he just gets carried by James Franco or, like, Bill Hader or whatever other actor is present, you know?
He was funny. Remember that time when he said something about getting robbed in L.A. is not so bad because it's a great
city? Dude, it's part of living in a big city, bro. Stop.
Yeah, they just get your shit robbed.
No, Seth Rogen's a genius. I love those tweets. I think that was truly a brave stance to take. LA's beautiful. I've been robbed 15 times and they left me a knife. You're a bitch.
Well, let's get over the funny thing is, like, when you saw the knife being left over, I'm like, maybe Seth doesn't realize, but couldn't that knife be used as, like, evidence in a court or something? Like,
that's what I thought.
He's really comfortable with a fucking weapon just sitting in his car. Weapon.
Hey, they stole my shit, but they left me a murder weapon.
Yeah,
cool.
And also 15 times. Like, look, it's also pretentious to say, like, it's a big city. Look, I live in a big city too. We all live in decent cities, right? Like, fuck.
I don't want to
like dox anybody, but, like, I don't want to dox anyone in here. I live in Toronto. I'm sure, Charlie, you live in a decent sized city too. How many times has your car been broken into?
Well, knock on wood, zero so far. So pretty good
knock
streak.
Knock on wood, zero for me too. Zero for zero. So when I saw him say 15 times, I'm like, what part of the city are you parking in 15 fucking times?
This man
to
was
get
flexing.
Robbed?
He's like, yeah, I was mugged and I woke up in a bath full of ice and they stole my kidney, but they left chocolate on the pillows in the motel. So.
Well, in the tweet chain, he said that he was parking his car on the street in West Hollywood, right? Which is where all these these car break-ins happened to him. So I can actually attest that this is a very, very true scenario because last time, so we went to Los Angeles for VidCon, right? And so me, Nexpo, and all these guys, we booked a place in West Hollywood. And Saturday night when I'm coming home, we left the gate open in the garage because, like, the fucking person who we Airbnb'd from just didn't have any other option to get in. It's like, just leave the garage open. And by the way, the front door for the place, the lock didn't work. So it was just it was like an open house to just go into as long as we were outside. We were coming home on Saturday, and this, like, one guy was just washing his asshole, like, just straight wiping it on our, like, driveway with, like, the water and everything. Just fine. Like, no questions asked. I had this, like, 5-minute stare off with the guy in the car. And I was like, are you going to move? He's like, he just gives me the death stare. So, like, I'm just going to wash this ass and you're going to watch. And it is what it is. So I can attest that's the kind of place in West Hollywood. That's the general vibe you're getting, you know? It is what it is.
Sounds like a beautiful city. I see why Seth Rogen loves it.
It's got a lot going sense. For it. Did you see what people posted under when he said there's a lot going? Because they just kept posting like photos of like all the tents in Los Angeles and like Venice Beach. And I was like, oh, that's so sad. But like, it's also the state where everyone plays Minecraft too, you know, because the weather is good all year round. Who gives a shit?
I mean, I was actually in LA at the same time as you, Muda. We overlapped like a day, but you were too wasted to meet up, unfortunately. But anyway.
So wasted.
But yeah, I got the impression that it was the slowest, most laid-back city I've ever been in. It's like everyone was just kind of like vibing.
It's also a city where it takes like an hour to get anywhere for some fucking reason.
It's like, an hour to get coffee because everyone online is like, so like the double macchiato or the...
Just like, why did your accent change for that?
I don't know. Everyone so in LA like, is a surfer, dude. Okay, they're all surfers. Like, yo,
double macchiato.
I don't know. Like that.
Surfers
I don't know
are just like really wasted. Like what? Yeah, I don't know. I think from the East Coast, life is completely different. You know, we're like fast moving, and everyone in Los Angeles is just like 10 times. They're on like fucking -2 speed or something.
I mean, so, have you heard Seth Rogen's laugh? He literally has like the Los Angeles laugh. Like you can't be, no one from the East has that kind of laugh.
No one from the East has that kind of laugh.
Are you going to like show us what it sounds like? Or?
Do you know his laugh?
Emulate him?
No.
He literally laughs like that.
Jesus Christ. So Charlie, you got anything special coming up with any content? Like we know you just did Squid Game recently, you know, before Mr. Beast. You did
That's
Squid
right,
Game.
Yeah, you stole from me.
He's a thief.
Did you hit him up in the DMs about that? You're like, you content thief.
Yeah, I was about to expose him.
And neither of you actually killed the participants, SMH.
True. I don't think we have anything crazy coming up, not that I can think of.
Yeah, and then tomorrow he's just gonna be like, all right, boys, Moby Huge suborbital video. Yeah.
If you do that, I cannot. I'm so excited. That's genius.
If you do that, we have to come out there. We have to, like, we floated the idea. Okay, come on now. We told
you if you need land, like land, I have 80 acres you can use.
Holy shit. Where do you,
I live in Texas.
Have eyes shit? Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, it's similar. I mean, yeah.
Also has
bears. He runs a cult too. So.
Yeah, there is actually no joke a cult across the street from my land.
You should interview them. Get to know them.
Yeah, there's the police called us and told us to like be careful about like going outside because there's been like multiple, especially if you're a woman specifically. I don't want to say the words that they describe because it's not great for YouTube's terms of service. But there's literally a cult and they do terrible things to people, allegedly. And also, it's on the books as well. That's why they told us to be careful.
So not allegedly, gotcha.
So not allegedly, but it is fun though.
Do they have like a cool uniform?
They do. They wear like robes. They literally wear robes and they walk up and down the road and it's very.
Are you sure they're not fucking Klans people though?
No. It's like who are those people in Star Wars? The ones with the long guns in the desert.
Oh, the Tusken Raiders.
They dress like Tusken Raiders. They're Tusken Raiders.
I think you're just in a community.
Yo, you should
LARPers
make a video with them. Make a video with them. You can title it, I made a video with cult men, women, and children, too.
They make, like health foods, too. They have, like, a little health food store over there, and it's all, like, this nasty granola stuff. It smells weird.
Have you tried it?
I have, yeah. Yeah, it smells
that's
terrible. Weird.
That's brutal.
Yeah, dude.
That can be poisoned.
He wasn't going to review it without trying.
I'm not going to make fun of his granola if I don't taste it.
Well, it's
seeds and nuts. Weird.
It's like when you go buy like the fucking crappy like fake meat product. You know what I mean? Like the Impossible Burgers and shit. I'll just be real and upfront. Those things taste like complete ass cheeks. It doesn't matter where you buy from. It's all
I love Impossible Meat. That shit slaps for burgers. I feel like it's so much tastier.
Do you really though?
I do, man. The only other burger that I can think of that I'd like as much as like an Impossible one is a Five Guys one. We don't have like In-N-Out or anything here, so maybe that would change my mind, but all other burgers are just so flavorless.
Huh.
God damn it.
Yeah, I guess for fast food, yeah. That makes sense.
Well, and, yeah, like, I mean, if you're comparing it to like McDonald's or something, like, yeah, anything's fucking better than that shit.
Dude.
Well, Speaking of being careful, no, I just speaking of being careful, do you guys know about the PlayStation vice president that just got caught?
Yeah, George Capioca or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, George fucking Starbucks last name. But yeah, he got a... This is something that's been kind of weirding me out lately. So you get... We all know about the EDP shit, right? Obviously, like, I think aliens know about EDP stuff now at this point. And they had that Predator Poacher group, which was the fucking worst group that ever existed. Like, these are the kinds of people that, like, are the reasons, like, EDP gets to go free, you know? Like, this is the whole... they run these investigations and there's... Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, this guy is just out there getting chat logs, and they're really damning chat logs, by the way. But, like, he's just out there, like, no protection, no nothing, just out there screaming in this dude's neighborhood, goes up to the door. I'm like, and then you look at his channel, and it's like, Predator Poacher, like, it's like number 167. And I'm like, you've done this 166 times, and not once has somebody stabbed you?
I mean, to be fair, they're pedophiles, not assassins. Like, they're not, like intimidating people. They're all, like, scrawny weirdos.
They literally prey on the weakest type of person. Children.
EDP is well known for being scrawny.
Oh, yeah. There's two spectrums, I suppose. Super scrawny or outrageously too large.
Or cupcake tier.
They're all goofy, though.
Yeah, they're not... I don't think they would ever be physical. Like, if you're going to be a vigilante, I guess you probably are best off targeting pedophiles.
You're virtuously going after them, right?
Yeah, then there's like you've minimized your risk for retaliation significantly.
Jesus, do you want to be Batman? But you're out of shape. Well, look no further.
Just head on over. Become a fucking Predator Poacher. No, but he got caught, and like PlayStation like fired, obviously. Let's be real. They weren't gonna rebrand into Pedo Station, let's be completely honest with ourselves. But like, damn, out of nowhere. And then this guy's like, but you know the thing that always weirds me out too about these like Predator groups is like you go onto their page and it's like, all right guys, sign up to our Patreon for exclusive early access Predator poaching. Hey guys, get some Predator poaching merch. Yeah, go to his page. It's just like, you guys want to get some hoodies about where we people versus Pred hoodies? It is what it is. Go out and get it. I'm like, damn. Like they're more I mean, it is what it is, you know, do what you have to, but like Christ. I don't know how friendly they are with law enforcement, though, but that's something that I found really cool.
One thing I found interesting is almost no game journalists covered that story. I think only Polygon and Kotaku even wrote about it, which was pretty crazy.
What?
Yeah, he was Sony VP of multiplayer or some shit. I don't remember.
The PlayStation PSN. Network, yeah.
Yeah, PSN.
Yeah. And only two outlets even covered the story in the game journalism sphere.
It's a cover-up.
Why do you guys think that is? Do you think it's just because they get paid by, like, Sony to, like, show... Is it, like, the whole Kane and Lynch fiasco again with, like, GameStop where they just don't...
Did they get a memo?
I don't know. I think a lot of, like, media sites tend to rather align themselves with the bigger company.
Yeah. A lot of it is also, like, the review copy shebang as well, too, right? Like, if you burn those bridges, then, like, business basically can just go... Like, unless you're, I guess, as big as, what are the big ones, like IGN or something? Like, I guess unless you get to, like, IGN tier, you have to kind of, you know, suck off the big publishers a little bit.
Well, that was the one that, stood out to me. So, I think his name's, like, Dan Stapleton or something. He's, like, the head of IGN. He went on Twitter when someone said, why aren't you talking about it? He said, don't know who that is, and we don't cover that kind of thing, which is, like, super wrong, because IGN always covered anything gaming-related, even if it was, like, an accusation against an indie developer or something at some point. But they didn't cover the VP of PSN.
Yeah, they covered the Activision thing, though, right? The Activision, Blizzard, Bobby Kotick.
I'm sure they did, yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they're choosing not to talk about this one, which is a pretty big deal. I guess because it is People vs. Pred, a YouTuber doing it. So it's still all allegations, but they cover allegations all the time.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just looked at like IGN stuff and they're still talking like literally because of the whole Activision Blizzard being at the Game Awards now, they're still covering that like crazy. And I don't know. I don't know, man. Games media is wild. You talk, yeah, it's again weird. Like the thing with the games media, it's like you mention it, but it's like one of those things where like if you talk about it or criticize it on the YouTube landscape, it becomes like a super political thing once again for no reason, right? Like people are
like it shouldn't even be political. It's just like, why wouldn't you talk about this higher up dude wanting to show cock to kids, right? Like even if it's an allegation, it's like, hey, this is kind of going on, just maybe be aware of it, and he's been fired.
Heads up.
It's still like news. You just call it an allegation. They do it all the time. So it's super weird that they didn't for this guy.
He just got kind of axed from the entire company, like no questions asked, and it was gone. Even on Twitter, like I think I saw like maybe one or two like news accounts like posting it and retweeting it around.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like jump onto it because I didn't know how true it was, but like I downloaded those chat logs that the guy saved and sent, and like it's pretty fucking damn.
It's crazy.
But I'm sure he's probably going to get away with it because of how the operation was conducted. And usually they always get like – he can afford like a pretty good lawyer to get him out of it. Plus, it's also California. Like, let's be real. What do you guys think of the Game Awards, though? What are you excited to get winning? You guys been following what they've
Pokemon
done with
Pokemon Brilliant Diamond. Let's go. The most ingenuitive story. The way they recreated an existing thing into a completely new thing. That was sick.
I don't think you can be a host anymore with that kind of a fucking take, man. That's I can't support a Pokemon defense on this channel.
Yeah.
Pokemon is one of those interesting game franchises where, like, it's like, I think it's probably the most profitable one, right? Like, next to Grand Theft Auto, you know, Moneymaker and NBA slot casinos. But, like, dude, it's like even like NBA or GTA puts like way more fucking effort into their IP than fucking Pokemon ever.
Game Freak is just truly talentless. They just go in every couple of years to hit copy and paste and then still leave things out for no reason. It's baffling. It's absolutely baffling.
But Charlie,
I don't know.
You can
for best indie game, I'm going to be voting for Rubet.
You're such a stop it. Oh man, I'm surprised I walked away with that without getting a lawsuit, man. I'm honestly like really freaked out that I ever actually survived the whole like gambling coverage without any issue on my end. But I don't know, they got away with it. Dude, those people always get away with it, the cryptosphere. They always do their scam and run away. Like right now, Jake Paul did a stick dick scam, and well, allegedly it's a scam, but like stick dicks, I don't know if you guys were following. It's an NFT, but it's like stick figures with like different like
dicks?
Genitalia. Yeah, dicks, exactly.
Oh, that's fucking lit. Sounds genius. That's
no,
a scam?
They should launch it to space.
No, that's totally, 100% legit. You should mint some of those. You can't even do NFT stuff as a meme because it's such a trash market to get into. Well, so since we talked about Game Freak, do you guys know all the other Game Freak games that they ever made that are non-Pokemon related?
Actually, no.
No.
You guys have oh my god. Okay, what about
games
like...
I think I watched
like,
a video on this.
What about games like Tembo, the Badass Elephant Boys?
That's a pretty good game.
I think I saw a video on that.
It was released for Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One 2015. So they've been developing games for other things besides Pokemon. Now, it is kind of shitty. Like, maybe half-assed. It's some side-scroller game. What about Smart Ball?
No.
No, that's
actually
shit.
That's a shitty name.
It definitely sounds like shit, for sure.
Smart
what about
Ball.
Pulse Man.
I feel like every single one of their games that isn't Pokemon is just like a sexual innuendo somehow.
Yeah, Pulse Man.
Shit.
Pulse Man, Smart Ball, Drill Dozer, apparently.
Pulse Ball.
But it's like they don't have to work or anything because their fans will just buy Pokemon games.
Man, I was just looking into the Stick Dicks thing, not to get a little sidetracked, but Jesus Christ, why do people actually do this shit, man? Like, people actually bought into that whole Stick Dicks.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Crazy.
Dude, I think I realized, though, because lately when I was meeting up with some friends a week ago, they were about NFTs. Like, they were full cock and balls into NFTs, and they were just, like, normal people, no idea. They thought it was, like, the best investments ever. They're just minting NFTs.
Well, bro,
like,
I don't know if you heard, but you can't 10x real estate like you could 10x NFTs, man.
Stick Dicks looks like a fucking Newgrounds game.
Yes, exactly what I'm thinking.
I could have made all these.
Stick Dicks, only available on miniclip.com.
Well, I mean, we can screen share this. So let's walk through a little screen share action.
Jake Paul and Lana Rhodes.
I don't know.
Can
if
you
I can
screen share stick ticks? Do you think that's
somebody can screen share? Well, they're
you
not.
Can't
they're
screenshot
not,
it.
They're not animated enough, right? Like some. Well, let's look at some of these. Okay, like we're on the OpenSea page, right, guys? We can look at stick ticks together. I think
I'm looking
at
their white paper right now. Stick ticks white paper.
Oh, God, I'm
verifying the legitimacy.
It's on the same tier as the Squid Game coin scam, the Squid Coin nonsense.
How
people
do people still invest in Squid Game token? Dude,
it's going up and down like five times now. It's crazy.
Wait, Squid Token? Squid Game?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been like they've rugged it like four times.
Yeah, they just keep rugging it, and people for some reason just keep thinking that they're out now. Genius. Like, oh, now that they're gone, we've taken control.
Geniuses.
Oh my God, you guys are right. Holy fuck. Yeah. It goes from like that is insane.
Yeah, I never bought any of that either.
I mean, I'm glad you didn't. Jesus.
I didn't. I was like alluding sarcastically, but I didn't actually.
I mean, when I saw this token, I was like, I literally, when you see the website, which was taken down, like as soon as it went up, I'm like, people actually fell for this.
Like fools.
And like, luckily I had the archive of this website so I could record it tomorrow, but like they started just like nuking everything like with it as soon as it launched. And I'm like, dude, people fell for this crypto nonsense and it is what it is. And it's not stopping. Like it's just every week there's some new stick tick project or there's some new squid coin project and it's done. Like it siphons cash out of anybody.
How about this, guys? Can't beat them, join them. Let's just join in. Let's just start doing it ourselves.
Some if, ordinary crypto coming soon.
What do you think, guys?
Well, no.
If we teamed up.
I think if there was a chance you just go completely undercover and come up with some stupid like Bored Ape concept, people buy it for no reason. I saw Gary V. He's like, he made a tweet. I think it was today. He's like, is there any kids under the age of 11 who want some NFTs minted?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and then it's just a bunch of like old dudes that are like, "Oh, my 12-year-old made these Bored Ape clones. I'm so proud of her. I would love if you bought some of these, Gary V." And it's clearly like his work.
He drew with crayon.
Yeah,
man,
it's so silly.
That tweet almost sounds like he's going off on the child labor bandwagon. Kids.
If you read the tweet, I feel like it's. I feel like he didn't quite do it. How weird it is, justice, Charlie. It's a weird tweet.
Let me read this tweet. I don't know what the fuck. Gary V. Twitter. Like let me see this.
Sony kind of PlayStation type.
If you look
deal,
really closely,
tweet.
You can see him wearing a PlayStation T-shirt.
Dude, stop.
Repping the PS5.
God, I can't even like. He's one of those like tweet bots. I can't. Find it. Well, give me like a name on it. Like what's
Gary
the text
Vaynerchuk?
On it?
It's hold
his
on.
Name is Vaynerchuk.
Vaynerchuk, dude.
Vaynerchuk.
Who cares? I can't stand him. I see him on TikTok all the time, and he talks really fast, and he's like really annoying, and then he's just like fucking all over the place, and it just bothers me. I want to just turn my phone off.
Well, is he like one of those like super rich investor types on TikTok?
He is. Yeah. I think he made all of his money through like. Buying stupid shit.
Here, I found it. Flipping if it. You're an under 13-year-old artist in NFT, can you reply with your project XOXO?
XOXO, yeah, that's the weird part.
XO
kisses and hugs.
Yeah,
hey kids, kisses and hugs, kids, kisses and hugs.
Kisses and hugs. Now give me your NFT so we can profit off. Yeah. Oh, dude, this is so bad. I just scrolled into it. Boss Beauties NFT. I wish I'm 13. There's some guy with a Discord.
Oh, no.
There's some guy with a Discord link, dude. I am 14. Oh, no. Dude, it's like every joke combined into one right now.
Hey, you Gary.
Gary, we can do it. We can become NFT god. But like, here's the thing: what kind of NFT project would work? Because I think Goatsy. I think like a Goatsy style project would work. You know,
different
stretched,
spread ass.
Stretched. You know, because you can do a lot of permutations with that too, right? Like you can, because that's the whole idea about NFTs, right? They have to be like different, like massively gaped. Slightly gaped, you know, ungaped, right?
Like, but it has 100. To have other cool accessories, like one of them smoking
prolapse.
A cigarette.
Yeah, like hemorrhoids
this one
as well.
Has prolapse.
Yeah. Large drooling hemorrhoids.
But like, I feel like we're joking, but like, if tonight okay, all of us sat down and we like paid someone on Fiverr to just draw all these stretched, you know, goatsies for us. Like, how much would it cost usually, like on Fiverr? We could just $100, I think, right? Like, we just outsource it.
That's the problem. I think like minting them into NFTs is
That's the more expensive thing. Well, we have MS Paint, right? We all can. We're all men. We can MS Paint these together. Fuck it. Who cares?
No, we could just make Keemstar thumbnail NFTs.
I always love the Keemstar thumbnails. I'll never like lose it. He has the best thumbnails on YouTube. Like, it's just, it's like, I think after me and Charlie, who give no fucks about thumbnails, because I know Charlie just like literally will upload a video and it's like, oh, that looked cool out of the YouTube 3, so go with that. And I do the same thing, because sometimes I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's a good face. We'll just go with that one. Shit, saves me like 5 minutes of going into Premiere and stretching out my face. Who cares? But like Keemstar, it's like he like just MS Paint. He has like an MS Paint system, I'm pretty sure, like set up and ready to go. Like some like standard thumbnail file, throws in some characters.
How he could never spell the word scammed. He puts scammed in all of his thumbnails. With, like,
but to
one
be fair, he has what? Dyslexia? Come on, that's rude.
You owe him. Okay. He's neurodivergent, bro.
That's fucked up. That's funny. I didn't say that. You did.
Hey, that's like a nice thing, isn't it? That's like the proper, like, if you have ADHD, you're neurodivergent. Isn't that like a...
No, you're trying to use that anti-cancel terminology, dude. This is the same problem.
I was using it as a joke.
This is the same problem. I can't even use that kind of stuff as a joke. You know how much in my old backlog? Oh, by the way, all of us, we all have I know Charlie has enough videos in his backlog where you can like dig through and we're dropping R words like no tomorrow. You know how fucking stressful it is when somebody digs out a link, sends it to me, and it's like, can you explain your usage of the word? I'm like, yeah, it was 2013. I didn't know any different. You know, do you see me doing it now? I mean, come on. But I don't know. It's weird using different words and terminologies and stuff, especially when your intent is still the same. Weirds me out. Like, if I switch the word, but I'm still being a dick about it, does that make it better? Like, what does that mean?
It doesn't. It still means the same exact thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I look at this Gary V thing, man. This is a rabbit hole I definitely want to go down into. I think the more I scroll, the more I realize like no NFT art has ever actually looked good.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. The NFT art is some of the laziest, worst shit ever. And it's super weird that people want it so badly with, like, Bored Apes, because they just say, yeah, an AI did it. They just randomized some shit. It's like, fuck. Anyone can do that.
You know, if you guys follow the Artflow AI, do you know about that, Charlie?
Yes, dude. I've been typing all sorts of crazy shit in there.
Oh, okay. So Artflow AI, for those of you guys who don't know, if you go to the site right now, artflow.ai, you can type in whatever. Like, I can type in Chinese Penguin Zero, and in like 14 minutes, it's going to give me a Chinese version of Charlie. I even did it to myself, and it made me look like an evil character. I wonder if I have that somewhere, actually. You guys can do, like, Chinese Mudahar, and it'll give you, like, an evil character. It's actually the best AI that I've ever seen for this kind of shit. But,
holy shit.
Dude, but you literally, like, you can type in, like, Bob Ross. Like, this guy has Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers combined. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Like, we can do Nux face reveal, and it might actually give us your face.
Oh, damn!
It'd be hilarious.
You're right. The AI, like, Bored Ape stuff... That I don't understand. And to be real with you, I think that most of it is just like an elaborate money laundering plot, the most I've ever looked into it.
I mean, that would be my best guess, too. If you're trying to cash out a lot of money, you could claim it's an art sale.
Yeah, isn't that what modern art is anyways? Like a solid percentage of it?
Yeah, because you have people sometimes and they'll buy like a piece for $15 million. But that's just because what they speculate the piece at, and then they'll like it counts as a sale, and they can just shift money around. Actually, in a lot of ways, it's used to like shift money internationally. So I think in China, they have like a limit on how much cash you can bring out of the country, right? So what a lot of the Chinese nationals do is, I think they get those no limit credit cards, and they just buy art in like the United States, and all of a sudden, like, they just bought like a $30 million asset in another country. They didn't technically transfer the money yet out of the country, you know?
Right.
So they just paid off their card. So it's a weird situation you get into, but it's like, you look at these NFTs and it's like, if you buy a Bored Ape right now for $100,000, you're not going to be able to sell that unless you goad another idiot into spending $100,000 or $120,000 or something So really, what's the investment worth?
It's a pyramid scheme.
Zero.
It is. Like, have you guys, has anybody here bought an NFT? Like, be honest.
No. Okay, I'm not. Fuck no.
No, I have not.
Nope.
I've screenshotted a few.
Oh, daring.
Well, I didn't say that. Edit that out.
Did you see the guy who got mad at the screenshot? He's like, you can't do that. It's my property. It's illegal.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Oh, no, fuck anybody on the NFT grind that's like this hardcore into it. They make it sound like it's a fucking weird ass cult, to be honest. Like, I just, you jump into this entire world of crypto and it's just a bunch of people who are trying to like goad other rich people into making dumb financial decisions so they can
profit.
Turns out
they all live across
the
street from Oompie's land.
Maybe you're
just like Tusken Raiders.
Maybe you're.
I want to build me a little. Dude, no joke though. I live in a very rural community, and like, there's just down the street, there is a whole giant warehouse, like one of the biggest warehouses, just got bought by a Chinese national to mine Bitcoin, which is like,
what?
Like, people don't even know what Bitcoin is here. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You're not
it's
that like, rural, bro. Your it's, car's it's broken rural, into more than once. Come
it's
on.
Rural. It's rural. But my town has like maybe 15,000 people in it. Maybe.
Do you have a Walmart in your town?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not that rural.
Yeah, that's not that bad. That's not like
there's no Target though, rural. Guys. There's no Target. There's no Target though.
Yeah, but that's
what about
Walmart
a Dairy
Superior.
Queen? You have a Dairy Queen?
Every town in Texas has a Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I fucking figured. Yeah, rule my ass.
Everyone, yeah. Everywhere in Texas.
He's gonna be like, yeah, I have a McDonald's. I also got a Tesla dealership too. Fuck you. Yeah.
There's a McDonald's. There's a Sonic. There's a Sonic.
Oh, there's a Sonic? Oh, man. I haven't had Sonic in forever, dude. Shit.
There's a Whataburger.
Yeah, but that's a Texas staple.
I love
Get
Whataburger.
Get out of here
it's
with
so
that.
Good. Oh, it's so good.
What about that Chick-fil-A?
There's no Chick-fil-A.
There's no Chick-fil-A in your Texas? Okay, you're really fucking rural then. I'm sorry.
No, sure.
We have a Chick-fil-A here in Toronto, and we had a protest the day it opened.
What?
Yeah, we had a whole protest in front
Interesting.
Of us. Because Toronto's a very left-leaning city, and like,
oh, okay.
Chick-fil-A is a very right-wing-leaning product, I guess, from what I know. And like, they were just like protesting the fucking Chick-fil-A as soon as it opened. Like, it was just, it was anger, is what I know. But
I didn't know chicken
heard,
was
the,
political.
Well, listen, okay, it's a Chick-fil-A. They're the ones that don't open on Sundays, right? So you can't get good Chick-fil-A on
true.
A fucking Sunday.
That's enough of a reason to be mad right there.
Exactly. It's like, how dare you shut off this fast food establishment on a Sunday?
I'm hungry. Open.
That is true. That is very, very... Man, I can't stop looking at stick dicks, man. I'm going to buy one of these. I'm gonna actually buy one of these
Yo,
right
now. Yo, at least
now.
Buy an erect one, though.
No, I'm buying the erect one with a gun.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's Hell basically yeah, dude. Just a caricature of Wumpaville. Let's go.
Okay, guys, we're only $20. It's not a bad deal.
I'll buy one right now. You want to buy one?
Sure, I'll buy one.
How do you buy it? How do you do this? I've never bought one.
They're on OpenSea. You can just buy them right now. This Big Daddy Mase is going to sell me a Stick Dicks number 3040. It's got an Xbox controller, a beanie on, some sunglasses,
I see that one.
And a smile. I'm going to buy that fucker right now.
Yo, you're going to make $100,000 on this.
Yeah, you're going to flip this shit for like $80 once this episode goes up.
Yeah, wait, could you imagine though? It's like if I just bought all of these right now, like 50 stick dicks,
how do you
and like this episode goes up and it's just like I made $4 million.
I just found a culturally insensitive one.
You've become the scam you swore to destroy.
Well, this is dude, Jake Paul is behind this. You know it's gonna get fucking blown up, so
I don't think so, man. Like there's like a bunch of kids that were talking about it on Twitter for sure. But I feel like just no one actually buys that kind of shit, but I could be wrong.
No one buys it, but they give I think they give like 40,000-50,000 just to like for you to tweet it out. It's kind of insane. Like I remember when I was when we were looking at like the Save the Kids, and you know like Sam Pepper's Twitter, right? It's not exactly the most healthiest Twitter account. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe a like or two every once in a while. But like I asked one of the guys, I'm like, how much do you pay for a tweet that has like maybe a like or two? And they're like, yeah, we pay like $4,000 or $5,000. Like sometimes
Holy
15.
Shit.
Oh, damn.
I was like, $15,000 for that? I'm like, could you imagine if like fucking any of us tweeted something out? Like, guys, go buy some stick dicks. We'd be fucking
Yo,
buying a yacht
needs
or
to
something.
Get, someone needs to get John Cena on this.
That man follows a country.
I love that.
He follows
guy.
Everyone on Twitter.
He's my favorite.
I love him just because, like, every time I see clips of him speaking in Chinese, they just, like,
it's goofy, man. subtitle it. My family, they have been captured. Lao Gan Ma.
Oh, John C.
Yeah, he's a goofy bastard.
I don't know. I was watching the new movie, like, the Fast and the Furious. Like, I'm a huge Fast and the Furious fan, you know? So I just want to get that out there, make fun of me, whatever. I just think those movies are amazing. And I saw the most recent one with John Cena in it, and I was like, man, this guy did not give a fuck about acting in this movie whatsoever.
I thought he gave an inspired performance. I thought he was doing great.
Coming from an elbow from the Hunger Games. So.
That's right. I can recognize acting talent when I see it. And John Cena, he put it all on the line right there. He finally broke out of his comfort zone.
Jesus, man. No, he's dude, a genius. It's how do you write him in as the brother for no reason? It's like the writers gave no shit about that movie. What? No continuity, no nothing. I treated that movie like I treated Terminator Genesis. Like, I just peered through every detail and I was like, this does not make sense with the prior lore of Fast and the Furious. None of it's out there. It's just, it's a weird movie, man. It's, I don't know where they're going to go from now. They already hit space, so maybe they're going to hit the metaverse next. I have no clue, but it's going to be a fun ride.
I'm trying to buy me a Stick Dix right now.
Don't do it. I've already given up. Don't do it.
Okay, I shouldn't.
Actually, wait, Charlie. I think you got to look at the amount of volume traded. What the fuck?
Is it actually popping off?
It's like 28 Ethereum in the last 90 days. That's how much that's is that to USD? If somebody is like profiting off of it, because some of these coins, well. There's actually something really funny about these. Yeah, I think it's 120. No. Yeah, it's more than 120. No, it's 120, you're right. But, like, the thing about some of these is, like, when you're doing these scams, sometimes you'll buy the liquidity pool. And so, like, let's say there's, like, $100 million worth of transactions that day, gross amount, and they're only making, like, 1 or 2% of that per day. That's a fucking hustle right there. Like, That's how the new scam is going. So they're not like rug pulling; they're just like liquidity leeching, I guess is the best way to put it. I don't know how they're going to reach it, man.
It's wacky that there's like no accountability for any of this stuff. Like, no matter how many times you call people out, like, it really doesn't affect them at all.
There's no regulation. I know on YouTube they're coming out with a pipeline to like clamp down on anybody talking about this, but I don't know when that's going to happen, because like all the channels that, like, if you go on like YouTube and just type in like crypto, it's literally just a bunch of people who are like fucking closet investors, and they're like, all right boys, Dogecoin is going to go like to 900 million in like the next day.
Yeah,
it never fucking reaches it.
Then you'll have one guy that's actually right, and everyone will say he was a prophet, he knew all along.
Oh, dude, this is the thing that I've learned, though. It's like, anytime somebody sells you a course on investing, they're a shitty investor. That's all I know. Because, like, if you have to sell somebody a program to succeed in investing, you're just, that's where you're making your fucking money, obviously. You don't give a shit about, like, if you were making millions of dollars a day on the market, I don't think you'd be telling anybody your secret, okay? Like, and it's also not that easy, too, right? Like, I mean, people who act like you can 200 times an investment, like, that's just luck. Like, those investments usually take, like, years upon years, like, long-term to ever happen. But we live in a time where, like, these people are just okay with profiting off of individuals that are most likely bereaved of any financial assets, you know? Like, pandemic's already hit. People need to make money for rent the next week or whatever, so they just jump onto these trends. And that's, like, I think that answers the question is why some people choose to jump down scams, right? Like, me and you can probably, like, laugh at this, but, like, for somebody who needs the rent money next week, this might be, you know, the ticket, the golden ticket, right?
Right. It looks like a slightly more reliable lottery, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you go to the gas station and just fucking get the worst odds on the Powerball, or do you take your chance with Stick Dix?
Squid coin.
Oh, dude.
That's where I'm putting all my eggs. Ever going in that Squid Game basket.
Ever since that Mr. Beast video.
you know that Mr. Beast video has more views than the actual Squid Game show got on Netflix?
Yeah.
Really? That's nuts. Yes.
That's what they say. But
it's insane.
But is it? No, but that's because it's free. Dude, he got fucking roasted by the media for that.
Oh, yeah.
All the news articles.
Dude, he became the villain of Squid Game. The whole idea is the rich asshole putting up the elaborate games for people's amusement. He became the villain.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like, that's the thing. That's the weird critique that I always found. It's like, he wasn't, like, killing people like the show.
Right.
He also paid every single person who participated, even when they lost. They each got $2,000 just for being there.
Oh, really? I don't know that much.
Every single participant got paid just to go.
No, it just feels like a fun time. People vilify him. I feel like the media, like mainstream media, is trying to vilify, you know, personalities online.
Dude,
that's been like their long-term goal.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a nice guy.
But what do you mean, like, it's a long-term goal? You think that they're just going to keep going in until, like, there's none of us left?
Well, I don't think they're actually going to affect anyone, but they've been trying forever. Like, back in the PewDiePie days, like, when they tried to cancel him, I think it was the exact same thing. They just realized that PewDiePie makes Pew News, and it gets more views than CNN, and they were like, okay, dude, we got to put a stop to this.
To be fair, PewDiePie was also caught on a bridge screaming some gamer words.
Okay, all right.
Like,
but this was before that.
Yeah, that I will always mark that PewDiePie bridge moment as one of the fucking dumbest things I've ever seen on the internet. Like, how you can just go ahead. I mean, he survived. Yeah, like, I remember when I, like, saw that and somebody asked me in stream and it's like, Muta, what do you think about PewDiePie? Do you think he's getting canceled unjustly? I'm like, all I know is I wouldn't be caught in PUBG screaming that as my first word during a gunfight. And I played a lot of PUBG, let me tell you. Fuck.
Also streaming as well.
Yeah, you think if you're streaming, you like, I mean, when I'm streaming, I have to, like, tone down the, you know, jokes all the time. But still, I don't know. I guess maybe it's, like, if you stream, I'm not, like, a streamer. I'm sure Charlie can answer this because you're, like, you're like a daily Twitch streamer, right? Like, at this point, how hard is it to, like, fucking filter yourself on stream?
It's not hard. You just talk about whatever you want. I don't usually say anything too dangerous, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, also, like, you talk in metaphor. You don't, like, the words you know, Newton teaches us what happens when an unstoppable force hits an immovable object, except this time the unstoppable force is a septic tank, and the immovable object is also a septic tank. Like, that, you know.
I feel like that's a quote. You just, like, pulled that out of your ass
so
fast.
Yeah, that was pretty smooth.
Damn. That was really good.
Yeah, this is known as the vector of feces.
Do you guys see how Ludwig got, like, fucking banned?
Yo, that was the
policy
thing.
A few times now.
Oh my god. No, you know, it wouldn't be as funny if he wouldn't, in his trailer for joining YouTube streaming, he starts up and saying, you know, I could play music in this car, not in this car. No, like, no issue in this car, the YouTube car. We don't get DMCA'd here.
Dude, when I saw that, like, so being the, I guess, one of the, like, the few people in the world that are actually, like, a YouTube streamer primarily, fucking, when I saw him get taken down, everyone was like, he got banned. I'm like, no, he just played he played Cocomelon or something on stream, and it was, like, removed for, because they don't ban you. It's just, like, as soon as you, like, stop viewing it, it throws your stream back up in front of everyone. But I'm like, I wonder if they're gonna, do you think they're gonna change that just for, like, Ludwig and, like, people that they're buying over, because React content's pretty strong on Twitch. Like, that's kind of
one of the meta on Twitch. It's that collab.
I feel like they kind of have to. I mean,
well, I know that I streamed on YouTube at one point, and I was, like, looking at clips that, like, anime clips that people sent me on Twitter, and my stream got taken down midstream, and I was like, okay, I'm going to Twitch. It's the Wild West out there.
I was trying to watch ghost hunting videos, and they fucking took me down for some reason.
What?
Yeah, I was trying to watch, like, ghost hunting videos. I think it was like a BuzzFeed or, like, an A&E show or something, and it was like, guys, I'm getting a feeling in this place, all right? There's a warm patch of water running down my leg. Uh-oh, it might be a ghost.
I'm incontinent.
I don't know. They took it down. Look, at one point, we're going to have to go ghost hunting, and I mean all four of us are going to have to go ghost hunting.
I love that kind of shit. I would love to.
Goatman's Bridge is in Denton, Texas, which ain't too far away. All right,
you know Goatman, you are rural.
Goatman, and then from where I'm from, in West Virginia, it's like an hour away from where the Mothman lives. All right.
Oh.
And I can translate for you guys. I can translate the native tongue. Okay.
Oh, let's
What's
go.
What's the native tongue?
Wait, what? I ain't doing about her. Mob man up on the hill.
Ah, you're such a dick. Not everyone from West Virginia sounds like that.
Okay. All right. Hey, I almost lived in West Virginia. They all sound like that from where I lived, okay? You can say that about like where, like it's Ohio, basically. But in eastern West Virginia, the roads, as soon as you cross into the West Virginia line, they turn into fucking dirt trails. I'm not even joking. It's not a civilized country. It's not
Eastern West Virginia.
It's not. It's
Eastern
terrifying.
West Virginia.
That's why they call this place Mountain Mama.
Yeah, it's terrifying up there. Up there in Yellow Brick.
That part of the U.S. is so cute, though. Like, when it does turn into dirt trails. Like, have you ever, like, turned on your radio in your car when you're driving through places like that? Some people will hijack the fucking radio streams and just broadcast weird shit on them.
Dude, in the late 90s, they hijacked Mount Weathers, I used to live in Northern Virginia, and West Virginia is 30 minutes away, and then, like, D.C. is an hour away. So it's, like, a very weird mix of rednecks and government people. And Mount Weather is between all that, and that's where, like, the president goes to hide if there's, like, a bomb or whatever. In the 90s, they hijacked the emergency alert signal and said that there was a fucking zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
It was amazing. Oh yeah. Crazy.
Oh, no. You got to elaborate. What do you mean zombie apocalypse?
This is from like all the brass that my parents know that they told us about the story. So I'm sure you could verify it online. Let's see. Mount Weather.
It's well known that parents never exaggerate when telling stories to their children.
Yeah, they're like, don't worry, son. Back in my day, we used to have the War of the Worlds.
If you don't go to sleep on time, Santa's going to cut zombie. Your toes off.
What story are we going to embellish to our kids one day, I wonder? You know? What is the life event we're going to embellish to them TWA. Is sort of what I think.
Probably NFT related or some shit. I'm the one that made Bored Apes. I'm Satoshi's wallet.
You can just, like, one day when you're, like, 80, Charlie, you can just, like, tell your great-grandkids, it's like, come here, son, let me tell you the beautiful story of Stick Dicks. I was the man that minted it.
I went on this podcast and learned about Stick Dicks, and that's when I knew.
That's how I amassed $500 million. Holy fuck. Actually, you know, man, we make fun of this shit, but, like, around us, all these guys are making millions and shit just, like, off the NFT grind. And they're never going to get, like, busted. It's like, unless the IRS gives a shit, which at that point, you know, who knows? I mean, this is what I said to anybody, like, in this entire sphere, because it's like, every time I ask them, like, so what do you do with your money? Do you, like, put it in your bank account? It's like, nah, dude, fuck U.S. dollar. I never transact in my bank account. I'm like, ah, you just don't want the IRS knowing, I guess. Or, but then you always ask them, like, so how do you pay for your mortgage? And it's like,
with dicks.
Do you pay with stick? Yeah, do you pay with a stick dicks? Do you just, like, send it to your bank? It's like, I will trade you one stick dick for one payment on my house.
You got the down payment? Here's this picture.
Well, I just got like a
Stick Dicks 3024, baby. He's smiling.
It's like, here's a CryptoPunk, guys. You go to your bank and just give them a CryptoPunk, and they're like, here's your mansion. Just pay it for. Like, go ahead.
Pay back the IRS for all your tax evasion and fraud.
It's a weird currency. Yeah. You give the IRS and they'll fucking they'll take that as evidence. I'm pretty sure. But it's like,
if NFTs are taxable, then NFTs should be able to pay for taxes, right?
They're not taking my NFTs.
If it counts as making money, you remember you should be able to pay with them.
Look, man, you're getting too complicated over here, all right? No. We're just trying to, like, make millions off of Stick Dicks. You're trying to, like, upchuck the entire, like, IRS system.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, nobody wants it. Well, none of these guys want any regulation for it, because if it happened, well, they'd obviously be fucking removed. So what is the follow-up on this alien abduction, or like this zombie apocalypse?
Zombie apocalypse. I found an article from 2013 where the same thing happened in Montana, but I can't find anything about specifically Mount Weather. But I'll have to find it.
So it's just people like fucking, man, isn't that like illegal though? Isn't it illegal to hijack radio fucking?
Yeah.
Well, in a town like that, they're not going to be able to track them. What are they going to use? Like a magnifying glass and look for footprints?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the Wild West up there, dude.
You're basically describing the plot of Stranger Things right now.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, season 3, pretty much.
Can I just fly down to Texas and do that with you in your town?
Yeah, I'll
just
set it up.
Reenact the War of the
Let's
Worlds.
Roll it back.
Never find us.
I'll set it back. I'll set it up, man.
Well, I guess we kind of just exposed ourselves with intent to hijack. Sorry, FBI.
Cut that out.
We're not out there to hijack your precious radio streams. That shouldn't happen. Oh man, I just looked at Game Freak's list of games again, guys. You got to bring up something because I'm getting a little sad looking at fucking Giga Wrecker for the seventh time.
I typed in something for Artflow. I really want to see how this does. This is pretty cool.
It's taken time to cook, man. What did you type in?
I just did Melting Knight.
I did Ooh. Nux face reveal.
Ah!
I just typed in my full name.
Of course.
I typed in my social security number. My full name, my address, my social security number.
Let me check where this fucking site is hosted. If you're doing
I'm just
that.
Kidding. I didn't actually do that.
Oh. I mean, I'll do it if you do it. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I'll do it too. That'd be hilarious. I don't care.
I'll give them my social info. I'm sure it's already doxed anyways. Who cares?
Steal my identity. I'll make a video about it. I'll be all right.
You'd be like, the time Artflow AI Artflow AI stole my identity. Man. Well, you know, the best part about YouTube now is there's no negativity anymore, guys. They've completely removed any and all options for negativity.
That's because everyone's given the correct takes now. So people agree.
Well, I was watching this trailer for Santa Inc., Charlie, and it's loved by everyone. No dislikes. 100%
like to dislike ratio. I
yeah.
They even turned the comments off because it was so positive.
I heard about that, yeah. I heard Seth Rogen has, he's been just so proud of that on Twitter, especially.
You know, we all might get DMs from him actually later.
I think so, yeah. I think so. I'll send him a video of me laughing like him. Well, see what he thinks.
Well, you know what he does, right? He legit sends, DMs telling you to go fuck yourself if you're, like...
I've seen those.
You criticize.
Yeah.
He's such a dick, bro.
Well, do you ever see every time he, tweets it, and then, everyone takes their response back to him, and they clap back, and they just tweet it under his tweet? And it's like, I assure you, Seth, it wasn't as fun for you as it was for me. Dude. Oh, I don't know, man. Seth is a fun guy. I want to at least speak to him one day and just understand the mind when it's not consumed by marijuana.
His whole personality, yeah.
It is, yeah.
No,
and his vases. He makes vases, too.
They're pretty shitty, though.
That's not very nice. You were the one defending him.
I'll defend him on a bunch, but those vase pictures look like dog shit. I'll be completely wrong.
You're right. I agree. They look like shit.
Dude, 9.2. Well, just go on to it, and it's like he made this orb thing. His Twitter account is weird. He's selling a flip-top lighter, which, man, you guys are right. Weed really is his identity. Holy fuck. It is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, good for him, man. I hope he does well with this show, dude, with Santa Inc. or whatever the hell it is. I mean, it is what it is. It's like every time you go on Netflix, there's always or any premium service, there's always one or two shows that are just out there to be the lightning rods for everyone. And then they can release 10 or 20 other shitty shows that no one cares about. Netflix
did really well this year. They actually killed it.
I think Squid Game did it.
Yeah. Squid Game, Arcane. They had a lot of bangers.
Ooh, Arcane was real good.
JoJo's Part 6.
I'm actually catching up. I'm on Part 5. It's pretty good.
Let's go! Wait, you were the JoJo hater! What happened?
What, JoJo? What about JoJo?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 6.
Yeah, it's Netflix now.
Netflix, baby!
It's their exclusive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the whole series.
I've seen one episode of JoJo, and I just could never really get into it. I saw the introduction episode, and I was like, I don't get it. Hugbees was telling me about it. You know? Yeah, it's confusing. Apparently, Hugbees is the episode one is Castlevania, or episode two is some other fucking show, and I'm like, I can't do it.
No, you don't understand. But you see, Charlie was a staunch JoJo hater for a long time.
Of only part 3 and 4. I have always said I like parts 1 and 2.
Okay, but part 5, which you're currently in the middle of.
Yeah, that's good. I'm enjoying part five. That's much better.
Let's
I saw the I saw Charlie's like anime review like tier list, which is a fucking hour long, by the way. Like he's just sitting there reviewing your anime list, and it's like the top comment was like Charlie's like that bridge between normie anime viewer and like expert anime viewer.
I don't know. Charlie had like one thing on his list, Cash Earned Sins, which he rated like a 9 or a 10, and I never heard of it, and I hated it. I watched like 10 episodes of it.
You just didn't get it. It's a thinking man's anime.
Don't do that. Don't do that fucking Rick and Morty shit.
It's just for the intelligent viewers.
You need a very high IQ to understand. There's an episode. Sins.
He turns himself into a cucumber. You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get the references that they're making. Fuck you.
Did you guys know cucumbers are pickles?
I actually recently learned that. Yeah.
Wait, you cucumbers. Didn't know
that?
What?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Didn't know
that. You guys are fucking gaslighting me. No fucking way.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No, they're not. They're fruits, you
assholes. No, pickles are just fermented
cucumbers.
They're just
pickled cucumbers.
Yeah.
No, I feel like I'm going to Google something. Are pickles cucumbers?
I thought this was common knowledge.
Same. Pickles are cucumbers. Crunchy, sour, salty, and sweet. Pickles all start the same way as cucumbers. Cucumbers grow... Yeah, but like... Okay,
it sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Fuck that. I'm gonna go on Wikipedia and just look at what the classification of this is.
Just go buy a jar of pickles and look at the ingredient.
Bro, did you know that's
what I'm saying.
The one ingredient.
The only ingredient.
The only rotten cucumbers. Yeah, literally it says it's kingdom plantae. Okay, well obviously, but like what is it? Like
it's a cucumber.
Where do you think pickles come from? They don't come from jars
it's
of water,
It's a cylindrical fruit, you dicks. I just read it. Cucumbers is a widely cultivated creeping vine plant in the... I'm not even going to pronounce
it. Yeah, that's a cucumber, not a pickle.
Okay, but like, you guys were saying like cucumbers were pickles, right?
That's no,
pickles,
pickles
are cucumbers.
Dude, pickles
yeah, pickle,
are pickles,
a pickle, that's like saying
okay.
Like, hamburger is burger. Or whatever.
Okay,
it
like,
is,
all right,
but it's
okay,
not.
Well, at that point, I retract everything. I retract my stupidity because you guys are right. Who fucking was arguing that it wasn't?
You. It was only you.
No, but like, you guys made it out like you just learned it. You guys didn't know.
I just recently learned a pickle was a cucumber. I always thought a pickle was like a special forbidden
like a,
thing. Like it's,
yeah.
Like it's
yo,
Luda,
did you know
I
that raisins
that.
Are just dried
pickling
out
cucumber.
Grapes?
Go fuck yourself.
Do you guys like raisins?
No.
Me neither. I've never met anyone who does. I've never met a person who likes raisins.
I like raisin bran, but it's mainly just
same.
Because the raisins are kind of light in there.
Yeah, yeah, I like raisin bran. But just eating
raisin bran, that's so fucked.
Wait, who eats raisins? Just plain raisins. Like out of
a sad, lonely, fucked up
Gary
person.
V does, I bet.
Any 13-year-olds like a raisins, please reply below.
XO.
I think it's going to be one of the tweets I'm going to tattoo onto my body one day, just the Gary Vee tweet.
Yeah.
Any 13-year-olds.
When people want human history, I'll raise up my back. I'm like, this is what life was like in the 21st century. Like, oh, that's going to be one of those tweets that you like print out and get like a flag of it like on your gamer setup or something. It's just like, all right, boys, anybody got any NFTs ready to go, ready to mint? And you are right. Like, it's just literally fucking people pretending to be 14. Leah is my daughter and is 12. We did our project together. Sure you did.
It's very sad, honestly. It's pretty
is,
upsetting
yeah.
stuff.
It's
Empress Artistry is 5, and this is of her NFTs.
I don't know. If I had to tattoo any tweet on my body, it would probably be ninjas. The phrase "it's just a game" is such a weak mindset.
Oh yeah,
that's my favorite tweet of all
what
time.
About the one with his like wife is braless or whatever and she
oh yeah
a sandwich.
My wife came down braless. Gotta go something yeah
playing wall.
That is probably so my favorite one tweet from him, actually. Ninja's a fun tweeter, dude. That's why.
Oh, wait, no. Didn't he also have a tweet saying, like, I don't understand how, like, NFL players allow their kickers to miss kicks?
Just,
how
yeah,
is that
just
possible?
Hit your kicks.
Just hit your kicks,
yeah, just hit them. It's easy, I think.
Just click
man,
on hit.
It's like the same
forehead.
Tier of just don't get robbed. It's like
did you guys see Ninja was in Free Guy? Did
yeah.
you see that movie?
He was in Free Guy.
Free Guy. Weren't there like a bunch of YouTubers? Like Pokimane was in there?
Yeah, Pokimane.
fucking Jacksepticeye.
Laser beam.
They wanted Charlie, but they didn't, you know, didn't meet up to his demands.
They couldn't afford me for that movie. I love it.
How did Hunger Games even afford you, man? Like, I mean, that's I know it's a billion-dollar franchise and all, but shit.
They just got lucky with the timing. I was in college, and I accepted the role. They just got real lucky.
My brother was a huge fan of that series, and like when I asked him, he told me, it's like, yeah, Charles, by the way, they had to like downplay his role just so he wouldn't overshadow Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah.
Oh, Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah, Katniss Everdeen was actually very shy during that scene. They had to like cut you out just to, you know, you wouldn't overshadow the title role, right? You know, it's like...
That's so funny, dude. That's the first video I ever saw of yours, Charlie, was the Hunger Game video.
Oh, that's fucking sweet. That's still like one of my favorite moments like ever. Just such a stupid event in my life.
Yeah. But when I saw that, it was like, you know, that when SpongeBob is pointing out, like, that's where I am, guys. See that one?
My parents, like, yes. No joke, my parents framed the magazine article where my hand is in the front and center. Like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Wow.
Supportive parents.
But like, look where you are now. Now you're, you know, Charlie on YouTube with the Moby Hughes. It's like, come on.
It's all thanks to the Hunger Games, baby.
Yep.
Does anybody from like that era still talk to you about it though? Like, has somebody ever hit you up from that whole production?
No. I made a couple friends on set, but basically when that stopped filming, we stopped being friends.
You're telling me Jennifer and Lawrence never asked you, and it's like, so we're filming the fifth movie in the series. Are you up? Are you down?
I would have really expected her to at some point reach out and be like, you were just so good on set. I was wondering if you ever needed another role, I could help you get in.
Yeah, we're filming the 17th movie of the trilogy, guys.
I think one of my favorite Charlie videos is when like he told us that Riley Reid hated him. I was like,
I remember how did he hate you?
How did, why, like, and then it's like, you're making fun of a rap music. And then I listened to a rap music. I'm like, come on, this is just unfair. You're literally releasing cringe onto the planet.
It's not music.
Oh, that's all. But then, I mean, like, you know, you made beef with one of the best adult, like, stars in the industry, though.
That is true. That was pretty special. She's very active online, it seems.
Was it like finger banging to the fire, the flames? Was that saga, or was that a different?
No, I made so on Snapchat. Someone sent me like an edit of something they made of a woman fingering herself to through the fire and the flames. I was like, I'm gonna do that on Vimeo. So
Let's go.
So I just synced up a lady fingering herself to through the fire and the flames
on Vimeo. That's allowed on their TOS.
No, they took it down eventually.
You should have used those other platforms, dude. You should have used, like...
Dailymotion.
StoryFire, all that stuff.
Yes, it probably would have popped up on StoryFire.
Do you guys ever see what happened to StoryFire, though?
No.
Are you CEO?
Bro, that guy... Jackson and I joke about him a lot, because every couple months we'll be like, just invested in StoryFire. It looks like they just promoted me to CEO when he like founded it 5 years ago, like publicly.
I almost bought StoryFire.
Who did?
Really?
Yeah, I almost bought StoryFire. I almost bid for the NFT. Like I was like, because I looked at the StoryFire thing, I'm like, 20 grand to buy this dumpster fire? Fuck, might not be a bad idea. And then it turns out like I got beaten up by fucking Deck Chair or whatever this fucking person was, this mystery dick. So that's how I didn't get StoryFire, boys. I lost the rights for that.
I would have uploaded it on your platform.
You know what I was going to do when I bought StoryFire? I was literally just going to upload fucking cake farts. Like, I was going to re-upload cake farts onto the site.
That's one thing I do is show all the people that I know that aren't on the internet. I just show them that video for some reason. I've been doing that for like 10 years. Yeah, cake farts.
That's such a good video. Like,
it's so good.
The fact
it's almost family friendly.
It's not.
Almost being the keyword.
I remember like the best part about that video is like when she gets up and she's like, let's get this done. Like in just the most, it's like she's gotta get shit going, she's gotta do stuff, and it is
full
what
of
it
gas
is. But yeah, that's my favorite Shock video. But then I haven't watched too many Shock videos personally. I've never seen Two Girls One Cup, like
me
in
neither.
The entirety.
Really?
I've never, like, I've seen, like, screen grabs of it, like, you know, with a mountain of, like, shit. And then
I know the music.
I like the fan theories.
from the meme.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen, like, I've seen, like, two guys, one horse or
dude,
whatever.
We all
Mr.
watched.
Mr. Hands?
We all watched yeah, Mr. a Hands. Man shit in yeah. somebody else's butthole together, like, a week ago.
Okay? We can't even say that because we'll actually get sued. We can't
Wait,
say
are you kidding
who.
Me? Are you, I
apparently,
didn't say who.
Oompy was
I didn't
telling me,
say
like,
who?
Yeah, Oompy was telling me you can get
oh, yeah.
sued, apparently.
You can mention it, but you just have to be very careful because, like, it's obviously public knowledge, old Mr. B-word Blippy.
Wow, you censored yourself, bro. That was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, B-word Blippy. I think that's it. B-word. B-word. B-word did the Harlem Shake and then took an S-word into another man's A.
And it was
and then
very,
filmed it.
It was a very projectile shot too.
Yeah.
Like,
holy fuck, that's disgusting.
Yeah, you can find it at www.harlemshakepoop.com.
True story. We've been down this rabbit hole before.
I swear, when he went, Oopie yeah. sent me the fucking like video, like the Wayback Machine. I opened it. It was like projectile. Like we're talking .45 cal into this. Like it was. It was like it was yeah it's very impressive to see how he hits and Charlie is like finding it
shocking.
I was looking
honestly
for it. I don't want to go to Harlem Shake Poop, so
you got to go to the Wayback. You have to go to the Wayback.
It's been scrubbed as much as it can. Thankfully, the library of the internet has kept that fucking historic record.
It's
available.
A good video. It's a good video.
But like he'll sue anybody because like he's got the biggest like kids channel stuff going on at the moment.
Yeah, there's a solid amount of stuff on YouTube about it. I did make a video where I like kind of looked at Blippy a little bit and then I mentioned it and it wasn't like trying to prod the bear obviously, but
what was Blippy an Air Force guy by the way?
I think he was in the military. He genuinely seems like a hilarious cool guy.
Yeah.
It's just like the, you know, being a children's entertainer is pretty lucrative, so. And it's
like,
a business.
Think about it. You're a kids entertainer. You used to be like Air Force, like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's and then
people's
you,
ass,
dude, that's like that's a fucking yeah, Swiss
I,
Army knife.
I didn't know that was
gotta,
a thing.
You gotta respect that man's accuracy, though. The way he got it like across the room, that was pretty sick.
Okay, so you're like you're embellishing it. He didn't do it across the room.
No, this man, 3 feet. It was a solid 3 feet. Like there was an arc, like a visible arc.
Here, I'll.
It was good stuff.
Send it to him and like describe.
Kids YouTube star Blippy regrets the viral video in which he poops all over his friend.
Okay, that doesn't do it justice. No, he gets it in this chocolate starfish.
So, how did this happen? Like, what was it? Like a
he was a performance artist, from what I understand beforehand.
There you go.
Before,
I sent it to you on Discord, Charlie. The way back, at least.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Good stuff, right?
Jesus Christ.
He opens it up, bam! Like, and it's right there. Yeah, I had to rewind it a few times because like I couldn't process it mentally. I was like,
that's impressive. I mean, genuinely.
Yeah, that's
no
what
hate.
I'm saying.
No hate.
You're
going to
see the reflection off my glasses and Budahar's going to get banned.
No hate, Blippi, you got a strong asshole. That thing's powerful.
That thing is a rocket, dude.
It's
just
a menace.
Flies. I mean, you guys are gonna be uploading this shit too. I'm gonna fuck. Hey, I'm not taking the policy. I don't care. Whoever, who cares? I'll let Blippy take me to court.
We're journalists, all right. We're just doing our jobs.
You know the funny thing is, like, I feel like every single one of us has done more for journalism this year than actual like journalists.
Dude, big time.
Because like, let's actually, speaking of journalism, let's talk about the fucking weird coverage that Nux got over his cancellation.
That was a fun moment.
Well, you have a platform now, so you might as well just talk about it. You might as well let it get out. Like, I'll role play Mari Povich, you role play, you do what you have to. We'll figure out who's
actually,
right.
While the whole thing was going on, I was talking to Muda and Charlie a lot, just like asking for advice and, you know, helping and stuff. I didn't ask Oompy because he was probably like polishing his Glock. I imagine he was too busy.
I just added this to the collection. That's
let's go, dude.
I was polishing.
Hell yeah. Shit. That's like Looney Tunes.
It is. It's goofy. It's goofy.
Can you just add? Can you please add like a fucking scope onto it, like a rifle scope or something?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Put like a flashlight on it too.
Yeah,
like
I can make this thing. I can tack this thing out.
Tack it out. That's what I want to see, man. Shit. But like, yeah, you got like fucking canceled by like a few, when so just to preface for the audience, when Nux told me the whole story, and I know the whole story, when I was
you knew this a month before all this went down, because I reached out to you and this guy was trying to fish me and other people and swat them.
But, like, you have the go-together, and then they just, like, all ally against you and, like, fucking run campaign.
Yeah, it was pretty... It was a rough moment for everyone involved, mostly me.
But you got out of it, like, relatively unscathed. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Did you burn your bridges completely, though, with that community?
No. Like, a lot of them were kind of misinformed with what was going on. Like, they didn't realize. So, the big thing was, a lot of people were claiming that I was asked not to upload a video, which I still think it was prudent to at least let the public know that there's phishing going on, which I'm still surprised no one else did. Like, I think as far as cybersecurity goes, the number one thing you got to do is let people know that someone is phishing, right?
Yeah.
Like, raising awareness is the most important thing. So, well, I believe I raised too much awareness.
People don't tend to notice it as much, but, like, I feel like lately with, you know, all the YouTube channels that are getting hijacked by, like, the crypto scammers and stuff? Well, you know, a lot of that is because they send, like, these sponsorship emails to, like, random YouTubers, and they'll be like, oh, Raid Shadow Legends, you're going to pay me $9,000 to, like, fucking play. And you click on a link, your channel's hijacked because they grab your tokens and everything. And it's just like, I don't know what the counter to that is. I feel like there's a lot YouTube can do on its back end to help prevent that kind of shit, you know? But, like, that requires rewriting systems. That requires doing anything. People don't look that hard into, like, the email thread. They don't look at, like, oh, are we actually getting it from a respectable company? Even if you do get it from, like, a third-party company that's just trying to hook up a sponsorship, because we all know how, like, third-party companies do it, right? That's, like, the whole reason why you made HMG as well, Charlie, because, like,
agencies.
You got to deal with all these, like, third-party ad agencies, and sometimes they'll just pretend to be them, and your channel's hijacked. There's, like, literally almost nothing you can do.
I mean, and, like, in this scenario, it's someone applies to VShojo, which is a VTuber agency, and then they get an email saying, congratulations, you were accepted to VShojo, which is not legit. Well, how many people are going to realize that that's fake? I only realized it's fake because I never applied.
I mean, I'd have signed up if they'd have sent it to me. I'm not even a VTuber. That's how dumb I am.
Well, it's also one of the things, like, you guys have to hide your identity so hard. Like, we don't have to. Like, everyone knows I'm me, and everyone knows Oompy's Oompy. Everyone knows Charlie is Charlie. So, part of me kind of wishes that I never showed my face. And just, like,
dude, it's so freeing.
Part of me wishes that. I don't know if, like, everyone else. Like, part of me just wishes I was, like, some silhouette figure, like, from, like, some TV show or something with, like, a deep faked voice. But, I mean, if you're running an organization and, like, people are out there to dox VTubers specifically, those who are hidden, it really is paramount for you to talk about it and expose it, regardless
of
whatever.
Which is what was so crazy to me. And I even ran the video by them beforehand, and they said, oh, yeah, we have no problem with this. Like, then to tell me to take it down afterwards and also lie that everyone was asking me not to post the video, which I proved that was just a lie. I don't know.
It's
they deleted their tweets and, like, goddamn.
It's a shady organization. I remember when you were telling me, like, that whole night, I was like, I was just completely baffled that these people were acting in this manner. Like, it was the most unprofessional shit I've ever seen from, like, an actual organization, you know? It's like, at some point, you're going to have to, like, grow the fuck up and get a little corporate, because this isn't how you do orgs like this. But, you know,
throughout my entire, like, experience there, I never called anyone out by name at all. Like, they were, like, digging through my past, finding clips of me looking suspicious. I never called anyone out at all. All I wanted to do was kind of, like, make peace.
You were trying to be, like, the grown-up in the NFC of fucking children.
it was a really trying experience.
You were trying to, like, Gary Vee, and there's, like, all right, kids. Speaking of VTubers, Charlie, when are you going to get a VTuber into, like, Moist Esports?
Oh,
you guys are fucking killing it on Smash.
I know. Our team is going wild. We got three majors now. That's huge. Three major dubs.
Dude, when are you getting a skin in the game, though? When are you going to get, like, some skins to buy?
That would be cool, man. Yeah, hopefully we can get something like that cooking at some point.
Dude, you got to get something in Halo Infinite.
Can I ask? Because I've been wondering this for a long time. Your brand is, being that you don't have, like, the same name on any platform, like, people don't even call you the names that you have on your platforms, Where did the moist grease slime come from? Like, how did that become your brand?
It started in college. I just named our communal Wii U character Big Moist, and I was like, that's a cool name.
Your communal Wii U character?
Yeah.
You know you could have made multiple Miis.
No, did you go
onto the Miiverse, though, before it got shut down?
No, I don't think I ever did, actually.
Oh, dude, you missed out on a content factory right there.
I know.
I went onto the... Dude, I went onto it, and it was just like... It was just role plays. It's like, all right, boys, age 14, high school fantasy zombie role play, and you just jump in. I think the funniest thing I've ever read on that entire fucking Miiverse thread was in the middle of role play. I think maybe like by scroll number 4, some guy started to enter it as like age 15, kidnapped by Daesh terrorist group at a young age. I'm like, whoa.
What?
Yeah. He just fucking went
Holy
at it, dude.
Shit.
The role play gets pretty serious on. I mean, their drawings get really serious too. Like,
yeah, that's
Miiverse
quite serious.
I mean, they shut
anyone
it down.
Anyone under 13 and want to play on Miiverse?
Dude, they don't have a Miiverse anymore. They don't even have it for Switch. Switch is just
they've got the Metaverse now, though.
Let's go.
You pay like how much? $30 to play like Nintendo 64 ROMs, and we still don't have a PictoChat successor. I still can't get cringe on
Switch. I hear if you pay $60 on the Nintendo Switch, you can play a DS game that came out 10 years ago.
Oh, dude, don't even get me started.
So you can buy, like, from what I understand, this is totally relevant, by the way. This has to do with the metaverse and my bug brain, right?
Charlie promoted the metaverse, by the way, just before you begin.
Oh.
Me and him are brand ambassadors of a big project known as Earth 2. You've probably seen it on TikTok.
Dude, I want to know about, you can buy land in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, buy pictures of land.
No, it's land in the metaverse.
It is land in the metaverse.
The white paper.
I want to buy land in the metaverse and like how, can you start a cult in it?
We can start a virtual cult.
Dude,
we can build
a
virtual temple.
Can we do that? Really? Because
I would
like
that. That's a good idea. We should do that as a video. Let's just make a fucking Earth 2. The first Earth 2.
I will
cult.
Do that. If you want to do that's like, I think
no,
that's
I'm
genius.
Down to. Absolutely.
I'm going to buy the fucking land right now. Are we going to buy this in West Hollywood so we can get like fucking the robbery percent chance up?
Yeah. Or San Francisco, you know?
Yo, Schrodinger's land. It both exists and doesn't at the same time.
Schrodinger's land.
Yeah, dude, when I saw this Earth 2 shit, oh, man. It's the amount of people who, like, are on copium. Like, I pissed off, like, maybe one YouTube channel who tried to be super condescending. It's like, this guy just doesn't understand the future metaverse. I'm like,
yeah, bro. You just don't get it, man.
Yeah. It's like, it's not Rick and Morty, dude. Like,
it's pretty complicated, actually. It gets intense.
When I saw, like, because when Charlie posted his video, he was like, because he was talking about the TikTok shit. I went on TikTok. I'm like, there's no way they just took clips out of the videos we made and tried passing them off as endorsements.
Oh,
like, it's shameless.
Dude, did you see, God, what's this guy, the guy's name? The guy in Shark Tank, the bald dude.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin, him on Cameo, like, if you pay him on Cameo enough, he'll, like, actually endorse your brand. Did you see that?
No, that's cute though. That's
it's the funniest
adorable.
Thing. You could pay
you know,
him on
Hansen
Cameo,
do, yeah.
and
Chris
like you could too, put yeah. his endorsement on your website, and it has like the little Cameo logo in the corner, like the watermark.
Oh my
but
god!
But it's like I'm whatever Kevin, and I endorse, you know,
Poop shit.
That's so crazy. I just looked at dude. We can pay $1,000 right now for Chris Hansen. And we can just use him as an introduction for this whole podcast. He can endorse
$1,000.
Yeah, no, he's got a steep price.
I think he's like one of the top cameo. He's like just under Nico Cotto Avocado, you know, another big famous star.
Oh my God, I'm in the presence of the Holy Trinity right now. All three of you have made videos on Nico Cotto Avocado.
Yeah,
Charlie's the one that really fucking burned it in, though.
Yeah, your video actually was meaningful, yeah.
Yeah, you got caught into the Nico Cot. I remember when I watched it, it was like, who is Moist Cuticles? I'm like,
he hates you, bro.
I know he's not. He's
fucking
not
hates you. I live streamed the other day. He was in my live chat, fucking talking shit.
Yo.
It was so funny. He obviously I think he likes me. he followed me on Twitter for like an hour and DM'd me, and he's like actually kind of like, or he didn't DM me, he's been tweeting at me. I want to do a mukbang with him. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yo, that would be great.
Dude, I want to come and do it with you, but I don't know if I can eat that much. I don't know if can eat. No one's going to eat that much.
No, God, no. I barely finished this buttered Pop-Tart.
The best part about those mukbangs is like I look at one of these like thumbnails, and it's just like it's like a serving amount of food in their mouth at one moment. Like one ramen packet is like literally just one bite. Like,
I feel
for
like Nick Akato Avocado is the only person on YouTube that techs out his thumbnails more than Mr. Beast.
It's just water weight, bro.
It's just water weight, yeah. It's your fault.
Oopie, you know why he likes you? Because you have a whole, like, series making fun of fat people. Like, he's no different than anyone else on your channel.
Well, there's the person he's been filming with lately is called Hungry Fat Chick. She was like... she looked good like 4 or 5 years ago, dude. She's gained like 300 pounds, literally. It's terrifying. Like it's just so sick.
You can't even be surprised. It's like, remember like 3 years ago, Nico Cotto, completely different looking character.
Boy. Yep.
Like Nicholas
Perry.
The funny thing is, it's like, I like Nico Cotto because I feel like his character, like, obviously he's playing a character. Like, he's probably a really chill guy, like, in real life, obviously. Like, he's not, like, Nico Cotto 24/7. No. But it's just, he made that one mention in the video. I think it was, like, a response to Charlie or just in general. He was like, people just like watching it. Like, this is, this is it. Like, this is how I get views. And I'm like, is that the system, like, rewarding him? Or is it just, like, he's cultivated a community that likes to watch a big person, you know,
get bigger,
fucking consume. I don't know the answer to that is.
Do you guys know the McDouble pig?
No,
six McDoubles
in
this big fat hairy gut. You guys, I cannot believe that you don't know.
Dude,
this
we don't make videos talking about fat people.
This isn't a fat guy. This is an internet legend. All right, this is akin to cake
farts.
Talking
about is he the guy in the slob,
whitey tighties?
Yeah.
Six McDoubles in this big fat gut.
I love
this
guy.
Is huge.
He's awesome.
Every single video is like age restricted.
He ate an 8-pound chicken in a video.
I can't believe that like this man eating gets age restricted, but then you have like the period pranks.
Oh no, this like when he eats, it's a sensual experience.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing.
I know who you're talking about.
Get me started on the period pranks. You want to elaborate on that, Nux? You brought it up.
I'm glad you mentioned it because I think that that's a niche in YouTube that we should find a way to capitalize on. I think we should all
Gary
make
V's on
period,
his way there.
Period prank channels.
No. Well, Charlie, you know about the period pranks?
I do. I am kept up to date.
Let's go. Zam! You know what I'm saying?
Well, Chad, I guess, audience, I guess I'll explain because Nux doesn't want to take the fucking beating on this one. For those of you who don't know, there's this thing called...
I tee you up, bro.
Well, there's things called family channels, and like most, they're terrible. They're awful, disgusting channels that should have nowhere, anything close to family-friendly shit. Well, some of them have found that you can put up your daughter. How do I explain this without
that
getting
that sounded really weird.
Yeah.
I'm explaining the premise.
The prank is simple. Someone is like,
period.
I can get my 4-year-old daughter to pretend she has a period
that
to psych
views.
Out my girlfriend.
That is promoted by YouTube.
And that is promoted by YouTube.
Yeah.
That is the algo and the comment section. Dude, the comment sections are the weirdest things about them. It's like, wow, funny joke, amazing. It's like all botted up the ass.
God. Yeah.
Well, do you guys know about like all the other family channels? Like, you guys know like this guy named...
on him.
No, do you guys know about that Jordan Matter guy? Mm-hmm. You don't know Jordan Matter? Okay, so... well, I guess you guys can just go on YouTube.com and just look up Jordan Matter. Go to his, like, look at his thumbnails. Just look at the thumbnails. That's all I'm going to say. This guy actually had his channel, like, I guess, you couldn't comment on his channel because people were sharing, like, wild stuff.
Oh, my God. That's so weird, dude.
I know. That's...
What the fuck?
But, like, that's full-on fucking promoted.
Oh,
like,
yes! You showed us this
disturbing.
Guy before.
Yeah. Can't imagine that.
I know about this because when I was out in Los Angeles with the guys, so obviously YouTube prioritizes their like recommendeds to each channel, right? And we're all signed in usually. So we were unsigned on a TV and I think we put on like a Travis Scott song and it just like autoplayed to this. And this is what we like. This is the Jordan Matter experience that we were watching. And it's like the thumbnails alone are super weird. But like you watch the actual content and it's like it's just the comment sections get weird. Everything about it gets weird. It's just like I don't know. Like, I mean, it comes across as super odd to me is all it is, you know?
I agree.
It seems weird. So I'm about to shit my pants. How long do you guys plan on doing the podcast episodes for?
I don't know. I mean, usually we just end on like an hour or two. You're the expert. You should tell us.
I mean, you say usually, but this is the first one. So.
Oh, true. This is the debut.
Although, shitting your pants is great content, but I suggest maybe.
Yeah. You should go. Well, we should probably tie it off because we talked about a whole heck of a lot. And some of it may have to actually end up being revised.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
oh, wait,
not,
you
I'm
didn't
try-
ask the question that you wanted to ask from the beginning. The what? Suicide question.
Oh, well, what are the bets, boys? What
bets,
do you guys
boys.
Think Ghislaine Maxwell is going
I'll
out?
I put down one stick dicks saying
I'll
within
five stick dicks.
Within 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Right, I'll so go against the know. Grain. She doesn't know. She doesn't
oh.
die.
Oh
bullshit.
All right. My theory is she does die. However, someone like Hillary Clinton tweets out, "I'm so sorry for her loss," a day before she dies. And then like deletes the tweet and apologizes. Yeah.
I think 3 weeks. I think three weeks she's gonna end up like just Ghislaine Maxwell slipped on an entire magazine of 45 ACP.
She slipped and fell and a bullet went in her head. Whoops.
Well, I mean, if I lose, I owe you a stick dicks, okay? So I'll buy one right now. And if I'm right, you give me yours, and I'll give you my... I'll dick you down, you dick me down, okay? It doesn't matter.
Let's go.
You're adding to the validity of stick dicks by giving them cool catchphrases.
Yeah.
Dicking down your bros.
Yeah, I don't know why they're paying Jake Paul, guys. You just pay me instead. Fuck it. I'll run stick dicks into the ground faster.
Stick dicks. So stupid.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's our primary chief sponsor. So, yeah, if you want to go check... No, don't do stuff.
No.
That's a bad idea. Don't listen to what I just said. Don't do it. But, yeah, I think we'll just tie it off here, guys. Fuck it.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
No problem, man. It's good to have you on anytime. Yeah. And if you guys enjoyed the podcast, go check out... you want to plug it yourself, Charlie?
Well, where's the podcast going? Check out Some Ordinary Podcast, harlempoop.com.
No, we're talking about you. Go. Yeah, check out Moist Critical's channel at harlempoop.com.
Yeah, your podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to use the Wayback Machine.
It will be a soiling experience.
You'll find it if you dig hard enough. But yeah, go check out, you know, well, you guys end the way you do. People know, you know, I'll... outro somehow. You guys
can. Hell yeah. Yo, check me out. Nux Taku. Oompy.
Yeah, I guess if you want to.
You can. If you want to learn about fat lore.
Yeah.
We're the worst YouTubers.
I'm a fat lore expert.
Yeah. Come check me out if you just want to see a guy shitposting every day. So
yeah.
Go ahead. But yeah, let's head on out. Peace.
Bye, everyone.